a warning for them that hear the next candidate talk of making America great again. Friends, do you like being lied to? Neither do I. And with that said, I felt it time to share with you what it is that I've been sharing over the last 6 years when it comes to the likes of a Donald Trump. As you know, Donald Trump has been groomed by the mainstream media in America for over 30 years now. You know, as Donald calls them, the mainstream media, fake news, well, he's right. And they did this in a favorable light. Donald Trump, like the Kardashians, have done nothing to warrant such acceptance and favorability that the mainstream media has given unto them.
You are all often described as famous for being famous. You don't really act. You don't sing. You don't dance. You don't have any, forgive me, any talent.
But we're still entertaining people.
What I ask, you must answer. What is it that Donald Trump has done to attain such worldwide notoriety? Think of this for a moment, if you would. Why would Oprah Winfrey, back in 1988, have Donald Trump on her highly successful show asking him the question, teeing it up for him, of course, if he would ever consider running for the presidency of the United States of America?
This sounds like political presidential talk to me, and I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Probably not, but I do get tired of seeing the country ripped off.
Why would you not?
I just don't think I really have the inclination to do it. I love what I'm doing. I really like it.
Also, it doesn't pay as well.
No, it doesn't.
Friends, this is known as forecasting and conditioning. In 2004, Donald Trump was given his own television series called The Apprentice. This is to give you the impression, the people at large, that if anyone can get the job done, surely it will be Donald Trump. The opposite is true. But the American people, not quite learning the lessons from the past, that is from the corrupt in Washington, along with the machine working hand in glove with the spin doctors and the useful idiots in the CIA mockingbird-controlled media, I gotta say, not bad for a guy who has done virtually nothing to receive all of this attention that he's been mysteriously handed. So without further narration on how it is that he got to the position with the help of his cronies in high places, let's get to what it is that he told the people in promise and what it is that he actually did. Remember, Donald Trump told us on the presidential campaign trail that he was going to look into Hillary Clinton's lies and scandals with that special prosecutor?
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor.
Well, that's what he said. But 41 seconds into his victory speech, he tells the American people,
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely. Now it's time.
Friends, his first legislative act, as they call it, was the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, which is described by the 2,232-page bill by Donald Trump as ridiculous, but said that he felt the need to sign it because of his duty to protect the country. As a matter of national security, I signed this omnibus budget bill, Trump said. There's a lot of things I'm unhappy about in this bill. I say to Congress, I will never sign another bill like this again. See, Trump complained that the bill was too long with too little time to read it. This is what's in the bill. $12 million scholarship for Lebanon. $20 million for the Middle East Partnership.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, really quick, friends, we're going to pull up Alex Newman here in just a couple minutes. Now, I just want to kind of give you the rundown, and I'll give it to Alex as well, because Alex is my friend. We just did an event in Florida this last spring, and what I heard Alex say doesn't sound like what people are saying that Alex is now saying. And what am I talking about? Well, I had a friend of mine, and I'm not questioning my friend that sent this over to me neither. I'm just going to pull up Alex and put it to him and see what he has to say about it and see if he can convince us, if that's his position, that Trump is the man. An individual sent over to me, Alex has been taken in by Trump as well. I said, gosh, is what I said. Incredible. He's promoting Trump with a question mark. He said, I was thinking about this today, and I think that many people don't believe that God is sovereign over all things. He isn't as blatant about it as some, but dollars to donuts, he is voting for Trump. So what we're going to do, folks, is we're just going to pull him up for ourselves and ask him. And if that is the case, what we're going to do is we're going to put up facts. We're going to take the fruit hanging on the branches of Donald Trump, and then we're just going to put him to Alex Newman and see what he has to say about that, okay? If that's the case. So we'll see how this thing transpires. I'm not getting him up to be combative with him in any sense of the word. I'm just merely getting him up, friends, because again, he's a friend, and we want to ask him if that be the case, because if it is, I want him to convince us as to why that is the case, that he, again, is the man that we should all vote for. People ask me all day long, Bradley, who are we voting for? Who are you voting for? Well, you know, if I'm going back to the Bible and to the Constitution, I would say find the man that does that, upholds both of those, right? Because at the end of the day, they're one and the same. And that's where I'm going. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I'm not going to tell you who not to vote for, but I'm just showing you your options on a moral basis. And I also want you to contemplate the idea, folks, that you've been given two illegitimate contenders for the presidential campaign that will occupy the White House. Both of them are illegitimate. They have no constitutional understanding. They're working on the behalf of those that are implementing a foreign power to who we are as a people, no question about it. That's called the establishment. People complain about the establishment all day long, and it's not just a few, it's all of them. And then I'm just telling you to consider the 1,250 that are completely being overlooked by the mainstream media, again, as to who is censoring illegally as to what is taking place here. Now, folks, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and throw you over to our website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go over there, folks, you can go ahead and see 13 to 15 articles, which, by the way, Alex Newman is a contributor. We have others that are contributors, constitutional attorneys, preachers, The Gist, who know the times. As the sons of Issachar knew the times, so do they, and they are bringing about resolve to the issues that we face as a people. And if you want the answers, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You also find us on social media platforms on the top left side of that page. Also, beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, you can find us live on social media platforms. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 1-281-845-4704. Again, we're going to have Alex Newman up on the other side of this next hard break that we have up and coming. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, if you haven't seen this, I had a friend from the East Coast, namely out of Pennsylvania, send this over to me this morning, and I seen that Tim had already posted an article on it concerning the Sons of Liberty Media.com and the outlet. And you can find this information over there. Tim just posted this morning. Did you know that your Congress is now lawlessly moving to ban parts of the Bible that mention Christ being killed by the Jews? Did you delegate authority for them to do so? I mean, folks, I want you to think about this. If our rights come from God, which they do, and those that work for us derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, are you going to tell me that a people that are all in favor of understanding that their rights come from God and that representatives are supposed to uphold the law? As a matter of fact, the representatives swore an oath in doing so, Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, 23, and they swore with their hand in a Bible that they would uphold the enumerated laws, okay? Who gave them that authority? That authority was extracted from who? It was derived from who? Their maker. Okay, so it's one nation under God. Can you tell me who gave Congress, the voice of the people, authority to go ahead and remove parts of the Bible because it mentions Christ being killed by the Jews? Now, let me show you a major contradiction going on here, friends. Isn't this the same government that without fail, every number November 22nd, we hear continuously it's thrown down on us, it's raining down on us that Oswald killed Kennedy? Over and over and over and over, and their conspiracy theories, they're continuously reminding us, they're brainwashing us with their conspiracy theories is what they are doing, which in fact are conspiracies, Jeremiah 11:9, but they're inundating us with the idea that Oswald alone killed Kennedy. P.S. 81% of the American people do not believe that, but yet every single year in November on the 22nd, they remind us that Oswald killed Kennedy. Why don't they remove that from the books? As a matter of fact, why don't they open that book? Because they promised to do so. First of all, we should all be asking the question, why did the government, or the questions to the government, why was that book ever closed concerning the assassination of John F. Kennedy? Do you see how these people are walking contradictions? And I want to say this too, folks. When I go over to Revelation, and I'm going to do it really quick for you. When I go over to Revelation chapter 22, I want you to listen carefully as to the curse that these people are allowed to bring these people, and I'm talking about 337 million Americans, under the curse, because it tells us clearly in verse 18, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book," the Bible, "if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Your said Congress, friends, are bringing a curse upon this country. Nobody gave them the authority to do this. They're taking it upon themselves like they have with so many issues. and so many issues and topics in the past and in the present that it's time for the American people to say enough is enough. Hey, Americans, well, you still have the opportunity to say enough is enough. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with our friend Alex Newman, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, call 1-866-233-0747 or online at Sons of Liberty Radio. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff
Mack. Just on the radio. What's up?
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Here, you guys want to see what took place this morning? So I got up this morning. We're in fall time here, obviously, and so are you. But we're in Minnesota right now. And unbeknownst to anybody here in the state, all of a sudden it started to rain. And once it started to rain, it started to snow. And that's why we call it Minnesota. We have an event set up at the Capitol tomorrow. And it starts at 2 o'clock, I believe, at the Minnesota State Capitol. There's a bunch of groups that are part of that. And I'm the keynote speaker, so I'm trying to figure out, is this going to happen tomorrow? You go ahead and judge. Here, I want to show you this morning me driving down the road in the state of Minnesota. This is Minnesota right now, just out of nowhere. Pretty pretty chilly, folks, to say the least. There's already 1,500 views on that. I think people are taking a little back. And then I got my friends from the East Coast, namely up in Florida, mocking me, showing me pictures as to how nice it is in their particular areas. Their palm trees, the beautiful clouds, the beautiful warmth that they're now enjoying along with their swimming pools, right? Okay, well, it is what it is. Speaking of Florida, our friend that we have on now, Alex Newman, our guest, you're from Florida. Did you see that video that I just showed, Alex?
Unfortunately, for whatever reason, I wasn't able to see it, so I don't know what the video was.
Okay, my bad. It's me driving down the road. It started to rain this morning. It's getting a little chilly here, right? So we went from the 70s, the high 70s, to fall time. I mean, real quick, just within a matter of a couple days. Started to rain today. Got up, started driving down the highway, and all of a sudden it started to snow. And then it started to snow, and then it started to snow. And it was almost, we were literally on the edge or the precipice of going into a blizzard. If we'd have had the wind, we would have definitely had a blizzard today here in the state of Minnesota. So anyways, with that, Alex, welcome to the show. I totally appreciate you. Got a phone call this week, Alex, and I'm sorry, not a phone call, but a message. And somebody had said to me, hey, Alex Newman has been taken in by the Trump as well as what he said to me. And I said to him, gosh, incredible. I said, he's promoting Trump? Question mark. He said, I was thinking about this today. I think that people don't believe that God is sovereign over all things. He isn't, you, isn't as blatant about it as some, but dollars and donuts, he is voting for Trump. So what I did, friends, is I did the right thing. I did what scripture tells me to do. And by the way, Alex, I'm not pulling you out to throw hot coals on you in any sense of the word. You're my friend. Well, even if we were good, you're my friend. We just did an event this last spring in Florida. And in the process, what you were saying is it's like, okay, this kid gets it. Matter of fact, a lot of the stuff, even now going over to Donald Trump, even some of the information concerning what's going on with the UN agenda, adhering us or putting us under the umbrella of the UN concerning the said Secretary of Education under DeVos, in exposing Donald Trump, that information came from you. So again, I'm not putting you on the hot seat. I'm just pulling you up on the show so you can answer for yourself. And if you're pro, I want to walk through a couple things in the process of doing so, in all fairness.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me, Bradley. I appreciate the opportunity to discuss this with you. I do hope Donald Trump becomes the next president of the United States. I think it would be orders of magnitude better than the alternative, which is a Kamala Harris presidency. Those are our options right now. I understand that Christians, brothers and sisters in the Lord, have sometimes issues with their conscience voting for Trump, and I respect that, and I wouldn't tell them to violate their conscience if you stuck a gun to my head, but and if you live in a state like Florida, like mine, I know plenty of Christians who would prefer to see Donald Trump but are not going to vote for him anyway because they know he's going to dominate Florida, and so they don't need to, you know, give him another vote. They can go ahead and vote their conscience and vote for the Constitution Party. But as for me, I look at the two alternatives, because we really do have two alternatives. It's that simple. And depending on what state you're in, you're in Minnesota, it's really not going to make a difference if you vote for Trump. I'm in Florida, it's not going to make a difference if I vote for Trump. But if you're in a swing state and you're looking at these two options, I think it should be very apparent which one is better. And I understand that, well, are we supporting evil because we're voting for the lesser of two evils? And I heard somebody say the other day, I think it was a pastor, you're always voting for the lesser of two evils. Unless Jesus Christ was on the ballot, you're going to be voting for the lesser of two evils. And I understand that people have concerns about some of the things Trump has said, even some of his policies. And I'll get to those because I've had serious disagreements with him and I have called him out numerous times. But even David was a man after God's own heart. Yes, he was a murderer. Yes, he was an adulterer. He did terrible, terrible things to Uriah, to his own family. Terrible, terrible things. And yet he was still a man after God's own heart, and God still used him. So Donald Trump publicly confesses Christ, which for me is good. He doesn't say, oh, you think Jesus is Lord? You're at the wrong rally, right? He is a one-man wrecking ball when it comes to the institutions of globalism. And for me, this is one of the real issues. I look at Satan's agenda in the world right now. It is to wage war. Obviously, he can't get God, so he wants to go against God's people. He wants to go against what God has ordained. And obviously, we've got family. Which candidate is more pro-family? Which candidate is more anti-family? It's very obvious. Yeah, I know Trump's kind of got mixed up with the LGBT mafia. Very troubling. He is not nearly strong enough on the issue of life for my taste, although he's certainly better than Kamala Harris. But generally speaking, Trump supports family. God is the one who divided us up into nations. We've got the globalist wing of our political system, and then we've got Trump, who's saying globalism is bad. And you look at his actions in his first term, this is for me, one of the greatest parts about his first term. He got us out of UNESCO, the UN education agency that wants to sexualize and brainwash all our children. He got us out of the World Health Organization, the organization that dictated COVID policy to the world, basically imposed tyranny on the entire planet. He got us out of the UNRWA, which is stealing our money to brainwash people and do all kinds of terrible things. He slapped sanctions on the International Criminal Kangaroo Court, which wants to eventually haul me and you before it, Bradley. And I for one, don't want to go stand in front of a bunch of representatives of dictatorships to answer for my crime of speaking the truth. And on and on. He got us out of the Paris Agreement. You know, I've been following the climate scam very closely for 15 years. I've actually interviewed a lot of his closest people. I've gotten to know some of his top officials, including people who served in his cabinet. They are men of God. They also have some disagreements with Donald Trump about certain policy issues. Now to go to the flip side, because I want to acknowledge the concerns that my brothers and sisters in the Lord have about him. I think they're real concerns and they're valid. Abortion is obviously number one. Generally speaking, I cannot support a candidate that believes it's okay to slaughter unborn babies. Just as a general principle, I have a really tough time with that. And so that's a huge concern, and it ought to be acknowledged. It's valid, and I completely respect people like Lila Rose. I disagree with her, but I completely respect people like Lila Rose who says, I'm not voting this time because of this issue. One of the issues that doesn't get a lot of attention that really bothered me, and I was personally involved in this one, was the USMCA. Trump is out there saying globalism is evil, multilateral trade deals are evil. Then he gets us tied up in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. And I had, first of all, I was approached by one of his top staffers, and because my concerns were public, I was speaking out on the radio, on TV, saying, hey, this is a really bad idea. So I had one of his top staffers ask me, Alex, write a memo. We're going to get it to the president. You can explain to him why this is such a bad deal. It was Robert Lighthizer who negotiated this atrocity, and he's not the guy I talked to. He's a Council on Foreign Relations hack who's dedicated to subverting our sovereignty. So I wrote a big memo for Donald Trump. I'm told he read it. And I actually confronted one of his top aides in a a closed door meeting. I can't mention his name because it was off record. But I confronted him in front of about 100 conservative leaders. You've been to these meetings, Bradley, I know. I asked him, hey, you know, there's this. There's also sexual and gender orientation in this thing. Why would Donald Trump support that? And he got all kind of cold and clammy, and he's like, well, yeah, those are valid concerns, but, it's going to be a better economic deal for the United States than NAFTA. So I disagree with him on that. And then Operation Warp Speed. We can't overlook that. It killed my dad. I take it really personally. So I get all those things, Bradley, but my assessment is Donald Trump is not going to save us. Bible's very, very clear on all of these issues. You know, I think some Republicans are making a very serious mistake. I just stood up at the Reawaken America stage the other day and reminded everybody, and I know this didn't go over well with a lot of people, but I read one of the Psalms to people. It's from Psalm 146. It says, put not your trust in princes and a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord, his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. And so, you know, we don't want to idolize Donald Trump. He's a man. He's a flawed man. But overall, considering our two options, I think he is a significantly better choice. And if you live in a swing state or a state where your vote might make a difference, I would encourage you to vote for him.
Okay, so when I had the opportunity to talk in Florida, you've seen all the, array that I went through, all the mishaps, what didn't work, what did work. And the message was really choppy because, again, the way that I was projecting my message to share my message with everybody, it wasn't very precise because, again, it was real choppy. The electricity, the way it was set up, it would fall down. It was plugged in right, then it didn't plug in right. But one of the things that I noticed right away, and I see this across the country, Alex, and I'm saying this for a reason, is maybe I didn't hit this point, but you know, the first thing I want to ask you, and again, you're my friend, okay? And I'm going to come back and we're going to ask this question on the other side. I got a hard break right now. I didn't know it was coming up yet. I'm going to ask you and then let me vent for a minute. And then I want to propose some questions to you, okay?
Sure, folks,
sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. 1-281-845-4704.
We are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Clay Parker here. If you'd like to support a boots-on-the-ground ministry that is actively and effectively spreading truth, sharing the Word of God, and furthering God's kingdom, you can't go wrong by supporting Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty. Find out how you also can become a soldier of the cross.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So it's my turn. So what I want to do is I just kind of want to throw some things at Alex here now and see what Alex has to say about it. Let's go back to the history of our country. Our forefathers, 3% of the population, along with there were 3 million people, and there was 56 signers, and we know that the Black Robe Regiment are the unsung heroes in that particular case. They were the Gideons of the day. But with that said, they threw off the king across the pond because he would not be ruled by God. When we look at the Mayflower Compact, we can see that clearly. It smacks of the pulpit. And with that, it's also interesting to note our forefathers fed off of that as, in a sense, the parchment that would have been their Declaration of Independence. Then we go to the Declaration of Independence for references to God. And what's interesting about it is when you look at the Constitution, it ends in the year of our Lord, 1787. I don't need to convince you of any of this stuff because I already know that you know this. I also know that the politicians, they put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they will uphold the law against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And I also understand that the two flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. So we're agreed on all of that. All of our state preambles acknowledge it. Our Liberty Bell, the Declaration of Independence in the hands of Lady Liberty, and the list goes on and on. The Lord's fingerprints are all over everything, correct? And then when I think of where we're at today, and you had brought this up, I think of 2 Chronicles 19:2, where the prophet went to Jehoshaphat and he said to him, for helping King Ahab, the corrupt king, he said, should you help the wicked and love those that hate the Lord? And because he did that, what happened? Immediately after that, therefore is the wrath of the Lord upon you for doing so. So when I hear two, you know, lesser of two evils, just like Charles Spurgeon rightly said, Alex, you know, of the lesser of two evils, choose neither, because things are getting more evil. We shouldn't have to compromise the very laws that the Lord has bestowed our constitutional republic on. Hence, the next question. Where in the Constitution do we find a Democratic Party, and where in the Constitution do we find a republic? Where do we find 99 other unconstitutional parties in the U.S. Constitution? They're not there, Alex. And what the American people are caught up into, because this is the foundation. First of all, the presupposition is that God is. And then the next thing we have to talk about is this political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. It doesn't exist. And when you ask the average conservative all over the country all day long, what are we? Are we a republic or are we a democracy? Well, in most cases, they acknowledge the fact now, and I'm talking about conservatives that will acknowledge that we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. So where did we get off saying that there is a Democratic Party? Now, what we see is when the Republicans are in office, they're a government unto themselves, the people think. And then when the Democrats are in office, they're then a government unto themselves. Well, neither one is true because we're ruled by law. And it's their job to discover and apply the law because, again, our rights come from God. And those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. And as long as we're the law, as Thomas Edison said, and we enforce that law, they're going to stay in line. So what do we have today? We have a system of divide and conquer. I had Jesse Ventura on the show one time, Alex, and he had said to me, politics and pro wrestling are identical twins. And the fact of the matter is when you look at the two-party system, and this is what I want to catch you on, because this is what I don't know I conveyed to everybody in Florida when I was there last spring. But John Adams and George Washington both warned of a two-party system. Matter of fact, John Adams said, he said, there's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerning measures in opposition to each other. Then he goes on, this, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. Is he right? Absolutely. What do we hear all day long, Alex? The right and the left. They don't exist. Hey, folks, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, because the right, what do they simplify? What are they suggesting? What are they to exhibit? They're supposed to uphold the law against what they call the left. They're not doing that. And when you look at the left today, you see that that's the fruit of the right, in fact, through their compromise. And you know what compromise, Alex, you know what it is. It's where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. Or we have a right, or we have a bunch of diplomats in office. And what did Ben Franklin say about diplomacy? It's seduction in another guise. Going back to Donald Trump, what I see is I see a guy saying what needs to be said to the people. What I see him doing behind the backs of the people is not at all what he's conveying to the people when he's talking to them. In other words, what he's saying and what he is doing are two different stories. And Jesus told us not to judge a man by what he says, but judge him by his fruit. 2 Corinthians 11, 14 and 15. And I'm also thinking of Matthew 7, 16 and 20. We're to judge him by his fruit. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. And I want to end it with this, and then I'll bring in, then we'll talk about the fruit if you don't mind. But this is what I want to throw at you, Alex. You know, because you're a smart kid, you know as well as I do, kids in public school are being indoctrinated. And you know that the mainstream media, there's no truth in these useful idiots that are promulgating what they're reading off the teleprompter. There's no truth in them, John 8:44. they're reading what they're supposed to say to the people. And we've seen these videos from across the country over and over again. They're all saying the same thing at the same time in their time zones from coast to coast. And we've seen this day after day, year after year, decade after decade, right? And it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. But that's that issue, and that's a different issue, in fact. But one of the things that I want to hit here is the fact that what we're seeing and what we're hearing are two different stories. We have a friend from Tennessee who had actually been a part of the core press in the White House, and she used to come out every week and she would tell the people what Donald Trump says within those walls and what he does outside of those walls are two different stories. And this is the fruit that he bears. And this is that we have seen over and over and over again. And where does it come to the point where the American people demand justice? I mean, we were told, for example, Donald Trump was going to, he was going to drain the swamp. What did we find out? He did just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, if he would have drained the swamp, we wouldn't have a Joe Biden because he'd have been in prison at least for a long, long time for his crimes against we the people. So I don't mean to be long-winded about it, but I am bothered by a lot of it because it is a political language that's been made and it's been created to make lies sound truthful. This is what I wanted to say to you. Sorry for being so long-winded. I am. I'm a radio show host.
No, you're good, Bradley. I appreciate you sharing all that, and I'll do my best to address each of those in the few minutes that we have left.
Let me say this, though. You know as well as I do, in a public school, the way to indoctrinate, and that's why I was talking about the media. They're brainwashing the people with propaganda. That's why 86%, 94% of the people don't believe them. When you see a kid in a public school being illegally indoctrinated by the federal government, and you know it's being done illegally through a violation of the 10th Amendment, isn't it interesting that a student will get a question given to him by the educators, the bureaucracies really is what it is. They'll be asked a question and then they'll give the option of 2 to 3 answers. And this is what's being given to the American people right now, is the fact that they're given a question and then they're given 2 or 3 options. But what happens if the 2 or 3 options are not the right answers to the question? That's how the American people are being played right now. And that's what really concerns me more than anything about what's going on in this country. I'll give you the last 4 minutes here. Alex, there's over 1,250 other presidential candidates. Why is it that they're being illegally censored and suppressed in the face of this clown of circus and the circus of clowns that we see being played out through the mainstream media 24/7? It's all yours.
Well, thank you, Bradley. And let's start with the education thing. There's only one candidate on the ballot this election that is saying, let's abolish the U.S. Department of Education. You're right. The federal government has no business illegally indoctrinating our children. I don't think this is going to be a silver bullet. In fact, one of the things that he proposed troubles me greatly. I'm hoping that if and when he gets elected, I can organize a meeting with him to explain to him the dangers of this school choice idea. But he's exactly right. We need to abolish the Department of Education. And even most congressional Republicans are not talking about that. It'll take leadership from somebody like Donald Trump to move the ball down the field on that. So let's go through the things that you mentioned. I know we're almost out of time. Helping an ungodly king. You talked about Ahab. Now, I think there's two big things to mention here. First of all, Ahab was the ruler of God's special called out people at the time. He was the ruler of a special nation God had created for himself. So that's a little bit of a different situation than we have here in the United States of America. If we were electing somebody to lead the body of Christ in America, and that somebody was like Ahab, that would be absolutely verboten, we can say.
Okay, so let me stop you there really quick. Well, then why is he putting his hand on the Bible promising to do so? Acts 17:31.
Promising to obey the Constitution?
Yes.
Yes, and you know, frankly, my assessment is he doesn't really understand the Constitution as well as he should.
Exactly.
And that puts him in the company of probably 98% of Americans. So I wish he understood the Constitution better, and I wish he placed a higher value on upholding it. But again, we've got two real options here, and you can compare Kamala, who has vowed to disobey the Constitution on every front, and then you've got Trump, who at least says he likes the Constitution, whose rule would certainly be more constitutional than that of his opponent. And so we leave it at that. Now, Ahab, of course, took God's people into idolatry, into the worship of demons, into child sacrifice. As far as I know, Donald Trump is not going to ask us as Christians to worship an idol or sacrifice our babies. I wish he would speak out more clearly against child sacrifice and more loudly. But, you know, that's the situation we're dealing with. The political parties, you're not going to get any argument from me on that. You're exactly right. I love what George Washington had to say about factions and the danger that they represented. But the reality is that's the system we have now. And if we want to change it, it will take time. So we've got a week left, less than a week left now before this election. There's no way we're going to get rid of the political party system. And so I would say we, the people, as rulers in this country, have an obligation to do our very best to do what God says government is supposed to do. And that is punish evil, which Donald Trump has pledged to do across a broad array of fronts. Not all of them, obviously, but far more than Kamala. Kamala's promising she's going to unleash more evil on us. So for me, the distinction is very clear, but I agree with you about the political parties. And in fact, I had the presidential candidate for the Constitution Party on my show just a few weeks ago, and a lot of people got mad at me. Oh, he's going to take votes from Trump. Look, he deserves to be heard. He's got a good platform. Amen. He wants to stop the mass murder of babies. I'll bring him on my show all day if it'll help stop the killing of babies. So I know we're almost out of time, but I'll kick it back to you, Bradley. And I,
Alex, do you have time for another segment, or are you having to jump ship?
I have a hard out at like 2 minutes before four, so if we can get off before then, I can.
Let's hold you over for another segment because I want to address some of the things that you just said as well. So this is going good. I'm pleased with this thus far, folks. If you got any questions or comments, throw them on live chat, 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back on
Wisconsin
the other side.
Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of 3 decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We got our friend Alex Newman on line with us right now. By the way, Alex, do you want to go ahead and convey people over to your websites while we got a moment?
Well, thank you, Bradley. Yeah, people can sign up for our free newsletter at my website, libertysentinel.org. It's libertysentinel.org, all one word. And we've got a free newsletter comes out twice a week and lots of different stuff on there for people. So
awesome. Okay, cool. Let's get back to this. Daniel Webster said, hold on, my friends. You were talking about the specialness of the children of Israel during that time with King Ahab. Listen to what Daniel Webster said. He said, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands, because the Bible is the rock upon which our Republic rests, said Andrew Jackson. Going back to Daniel Webster's, he says, miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world. In what we see, in putting that into the light of what he just said, Alex, it's interesting that the Lord said in Psalm 9, 16, and 17 that he would turn that nation into hell that forgot him. And the world's wondering what's going on with America right now. Well, we've turned into a bunch of anarchists. Why? Because we have left off God's moral law in this country. And again, going back to the said representatives that are given as options to us as we the people, I want to propose to you what Joseph Stalin said. He said the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. What do you see happening right now with Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Yeah, it's a good point, and I've had a lot of people ask me about this. I actually gave a talk in 2018 about that very question. Is Donald Trump controlled opposition? Is he a pawn, a puppet, either willingly or a dupe of evildoers who are using him? And I know quite a few people who I respect greatly, brothers and sisters in the Lord, who do believe that. But my assessment in 2018 was, nope, you look at what he's been doing, it very strongly suggests that he believes what he says and he is doing what he said he would do. Right when he went into office, I was looking at his first actions. He got us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That was a devastating blow. If you understand the globalist strategy of bringing about the world order, the first step, as Henry Kissinger explains in his book World Order, is to divide the world up into regional orders.
Yep.
The European Union is, of course, the premier example. They've got the African Union. Putin's building the Eurasian Union. They got the Union of South American States in Latin America. And then he says in his book, relate those regional orders to one another, ultimately culminating in the world order. And that's what the TPP was doing. It was an effort to bring the North American transnational bureaucracy and court system that was emerging into a North American union into harmony with what was happening in Asia under the leadership of Communist China and some of the other agreements over there, including ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. And so when Trump blew that up on his second day in office, I knew that something very, very significant was happening. Another thing that he did that I think shows that he is not controlled opposition is right at the very beginning. He completely reversed the expansion of government. He put in an order that every regulation they wanted to adopt had to be preceded by two regulations that they removed. He opened up American energy once again, made us energy independent for the first time since Eisenhower. And even just from a loving your neighbor perspective, you know, my neighbors are struggling to afford their groceries. My neighbors are struggling to afford their power bill. When we had Donald Trump in the White House, all he did was put a stop to the crazy things designed to impoverish us, and it made the quality of life better for huge numbers of people. So even just from a loving my neighbor perspective, he did the right thing. And that totally flies in the face of the agenda of destroying the United States so you can build a one world order. I'm not going to claim that Donald Trump is going to fix all our problems. We have a situation where, and I had a guy on my program yesterday who articulated this very well. He said, the American political system, you have the tail and the dog, and the tail does not wag the dog. So what we have in terms of political options is people who represent the will of the electorate. We've now been dumbed down and indoctrinated for five generations in a godless, tyrannical government school system. The overwhelming majority of Americans, that's where they're at. They don't realize that the Constitution says this. They don't realize that God's laws need to reign supreme. And so the way I see Donald Trump, if you have a patient who is on his deathbed, got his leg blown off, bleeding out, is about to die, Donald Trump is the equivalent of coming in and putting a tourniquet on. It's not going to save your life. It's not going to stop the disaster that you're facing, but it might at least buy you a little bit of time so that God's people can then come out and do what we should have been doing all along. Preaching righteousness, educating our children to understand the Bible and our system of government and how those two should interact with each other. But this is a problem that, took multiple generations to get into, and it would be utter foolishness to think that we're going to have any kind of political leader who can turn this around in one election. That will take, first of all, a move of God, and second of all, a recommitment among God's people to do the things he has called us to do, starting with discipling our own children.
Absolutely.
So when I see Donald Trump, it's just a stopgap measure, stop the bleeding, while we as God's people then go ahead and do the things that we should have been doing all along.
Okay, so let me throw this at you. We got about 5 minutes, and I got some calls up. I might not get to you. Just please forgive me if I don't. Let's go back to something that you said. Do you actually believe that through the electorate that Joe Biden was actually voted in by the people? Do you believe that? Okay, good.
Not for a second. I believe they stole the election.
All over the country, he was going on his presidential campaign trail. Literally, the mainstream media and the useful idiots were actually broadcasting live that there was not one person in support of Joe Biden. And it's interesting to me that, you know, going back to that, you know, 80 million people voted him in, only to find out after he gets into office that 11 million of his Twitter accounts are completely false. But I want to go back to this for a moment. And the reason I was bringing that up, by the way, Alex, was the fact that you got 80 million people that allegedly voted him in. And what's the first thing they do? They take our military to defend him from the alleged 80 million people that voted him into office. I mean, it's ridiculous all the way around. But one of the things that you had brought up, you know, the father of the vaccine, you kind of tipped onto that for a moment. I mean, look at, we have 20 million people dead. Who opened the floodgates to the big pharma to go ahead and attack people on a worldwide system? Who's responsible for that?
Well, I would say the people who misled Donald Trump, and ultimately the buck does stop with him.
Thank you.
I've been very vocal about the mistakes, and I do believe they were genuine mistakes. I don't believe Donald Trump set out to kill a large number of Americans. I believe he came out of the business world. He was used to people doing what they're told. He did not have a lot of experience in government. He didn't realize the kind of snakes he was dealing with. He also had some blind spots. I mean, I think his ego partly gets in the way. He doesn't realize that he was being manipulated by evil people like Dr. Fauci and ultimately Dr. Fauci's puppet masters. So I was very pleased to see RFK come and join him and be promised a significant spot in the administration, because that's his big issue. And I've had RFK on my program. He's exactly right about, he's wrong on abortion and other things,
yeah,
but he's exactly right on COVID,
yeah,
the vaccines, and the need to punish these people.
Absolutely.
So I wish Donald Trump would come out and apologize. Again, my dad was killed by one of these vaccines from Pfizer, so it's a personal issue for me.
Amen.
But I do believe Donald Trump was misled. I don't believe he intentionally misled us.
Okay, so I got 2 minutes. What about the, he goes out there in front of 650,000 people protesting abortion in Washington, D.C. He calls himself the most pro-life president in the history of this country, which makes absolutely no sense, only to find out that his first omnibus bill, the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, actually gave $51 million of our money to foreign countries to commit the act of abortion. What I have in front of me right now is wsmith.com, is not only them, but also the Washington Post highlighted the fact that abortion finances going to Planned Parenthood were up under Donald Trump, not under, the way he promised to do so. You've got to know about this.
I do know about this,
okay,
and I was speaking out very, very loudly, urging him to veto that thing, and he did threaten, unfortunately, and I think a lot of the blame goes to Paul Ryan and the Republicans in Congress who passed that budget. What kind of world do we live in where the alleged conservative party, the pro-life party, wants to give our tax dollars to baby butchers? So there's a lot of blame to go around there, but again, it goes back to that's unfortunately what the American people have tolerated.
That's right. That's the point right there. One more point real quick. Okay, so I also have in front of me, you know who Tom Fitton is, Judicial Watch.
Yes.
He's well respected.
Yes.
Am I right in saying that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because I've got an article right in front of me finding that Donald Trump, while he was promising the American people that he was going to build the wall, Judicial Watch reported, I have it right in front of me, I can send it over to you, Alex, U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triple under Donald Trump.
Wow.
So
that's unfortunate. I was not aware of that. We know that Obama was actually sending our money to actual affiliates of Al-Qaeda. But again, when it comes to spending money, Donald Trump deserves part of the blame for not vetoing this stuff. But ultimately, the purse strings are with the House of Representatives. Every penny that is spent by the federal government, Congress is ultimately to blame. Trump gets the blame only if he didn't veto it and try to stop it.
Oh, do I have one more minute? I do. What about the 55 unlegislative acts concerning stripping the American people of their God-given rights concerning the Second Amendment during his first 500 days of his administration? Surely you must know about that.
I do, and the bump stock.
Alex, what am I hearing? How do you justify this, my friend from Florida? How do we? Yep. How do you justify that?
Well, your concerns are all valid, and I share all of them. My point is, I do believe we have two choices in this election, especially if you live in a swing state. And so you're going to choose now whether you want the candidate who tells you she wants to kill more babies with your tax money, take your guns, surrender your sovereignty, open up the border, and destroy the United States of America forever, or the candidate who says, no, we're going to put a stop to this.
We got to do this again, Alex. This was good. I totally appreciate it. Alex Newman, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Thanks, my friend. Thank you,
brother. God bless you. Yep.